Common Sense Advice for Life, helping with self-awareness, family, and relationships in a complex world. Now, here's Will Kesley and Tony Peck.
Welcome back to the show.
Here we are.
It's called Let's Chat with Will and Tony.
So you got me thinking on the break.
We are two committed individuals to chatting. We don't do this out of convenience.
Deeply committed to random chatting.
All right, what did you think of what's going on?
No, you were asking the question about what do I want to give my kids?
Oh, yeah. What do you want to give your kids?
Man, that's a deep question, right?
Yeah.
But I was thinking about it, and at least one thing. I wanted to give them a sense of they're loved.
Okay.
I want them to know that they're loved.
How do you do that?
That's a $1 million question.
And that's a huge question, isn't it?
You know, I'd have to jump in. My first thing is time.
Yeah.
And I would say quality time. It's not just sitting around, you know, but that engagement in that time.
Yeah.
I mean, I find when I come home and I'll tell you a story. My youngest son, Paxton, you know, I had my older kids, and then we get down to the last one. It's always the big joke, you know. The last one always, he'll stand for himself.
So the binky,
you know,
fell in the mud, yeah, back whatever. In his mouth.
Well, one of the things I did early for my older kids is I read to them almost every night. I'd go in and read a book. I kind of got out of that habit for my youngest because there's a gap there at the bottom.
Yeah,
and I got out of that habit. And about a year ago, I was like, you know what? I miss that, and I think I had a lot of good connections and a lot of good stories about all these stories we read and stuff with my older kids that I hadn't had with my youngest son. So I started reading to him. So I got out a book, and I said, hey, let's read together. And so now for the last year and a half, we've been reading all these books together, and it's just been amazing. And, you know, it's half hour every night.
Sure.
And I read, and I connect, and so I think that time thing is super important.
Let's talk about that time thing is certainly, don't have children to not do anything with your children. Please don't do that to your child. Keep in mind, a lot of your dysfunction you'll duplicate in your child. So you got to get a hold of your own dysfunctions. If you've got anger issues, you need to deal with those in a healthy way before.
Otherwise, you will pass.
You will pass those things on. But one of the questions comes up, and it talks about time with your kids. It's like, how involved is the key word here? How involved do you want to be in your children? And I think most people say, I want to give my kids everything.
Yeah.
And I would just caution you on that word of giving your kids everything. It's a mistake we're making a lot of in today in this society of the entitlement generation, right? Where I'm entitled. I don't have to have heartache. I don't have to have struggles. I don't have to take second place. Mom does all my homework for me.
Yeah,
I want to be involved. I want to save my kids from pain. Tell me about that.
You know, I think you're really onto something, because one of the things is, you know, everybody like, hey, I want to work. I'm really successful, so I'm going to take away all of the pain from my kids. I'm going to do everything for them because I make a lot of money, or I'm whatever.
I made all these mistakes. I'm going to save them from them.
Save them from them.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I think the key thing that we missed there is all those mistakes and all that struggle and all those stuff we went through to ultimately get us to where we are as a person. If you take those same things away from your kids, well, they don't have the growth, and they end up not growing and not being able to fend for themselves. And then by the time they, you know, go out of the house when they're 18 or 30,
right,
they fall on their face because they actually haven't had the chance to grow. You took away all of their growth opportunities.
So as a parent, you have to be willing to go through the transitions of childhood, meaning that when they're infants, look, they are cold. I mean, they are wholly dependent upon you.
Yes.
When you get a little older, they start to spread their wings a little bit, and they got to learn right and wrong. And there are parents who don't want to teach the children wrong because that's mean. But what you're being mean to your child is to never teach them wrong, because the world will teach them when they're wrong. It's okay, but also remember to teach them what's right.
Yeah.
We have a tendency to give them discipline, but you sometimes forget to also give them praise. Remember, we learn by pleasure and pain. That's how the brain manages learning. So they need to learn when things are not right, and they need to learn when things are right. They need both. But we often don't spend the time to go, hey, that was really good. You did really well there. It's always like, that's wrong. Stop that. So keep that in mind. Then when they get a little older, they got to start making decisions and living with their consequences.
Yeah.
And this is where it gets real dicey for some parents. They don't want the children to ever have a consequence. Like, you can't go to your friend's house tonight. Oh, it's important. It's their favorite friend. We stop. Sometimes it's okay. It is always okay for the child to learn consequences to poor choices. Right. We'd like to take away consequences. And so by doing so, you actually steal from them the opportunity to actually learn.
Yeah. And I think that's the key message that I have is, do not take away from your kids the similar things that you had to go through to become a successful human being. Right. Now, I'm not talking about, oh, my dad beat me with a stick, so I'm going to go
beat my kid with a witch.
Kid with the
stick. Don't get a twitch off this. You know.
Yeah, no, it's the general principles of, like you were talking about, choice, consequence, make sure they're doing it. Like, my when kids run a skew of a coach or something, and I say, okay, well, what happened? Rarely do I go to the coach or anything. I say, okay, well, how are you going to deal with this? How are you going to work yourself through this problem you've caused yourself into?
Yeah.
You've behaved yourself into. Well, and how are we going to get through that? And I help them, and I'm there, and I support them. But ultimately, they're the ones who have to go do it.
So when we talk about, for Charlene here, wants to know, when's the time to have a child? First of all, hopefully you have a spouse in your life, a committed spouse, not a convenient relationship. You need to evaluate that, Charlene. Also need to evaluate, what are the characteristics of both you and your spouse? And understand that you will have challenges to how you want to raise the child and how he wants to raise the child. And you've got to find out what that commonality is.
Yeah.
And many times we don't have that same commonality. You've got to get on the same page and be united. It is more important than being right or wrong here, couples. United is still more important. If you disagree, go in the other room and talk about how you're disagreeing, but don't disagree and split each other in front of the kids, because one's more this, one's more that, and you try to intervene. That does more harm for the child, because they don't learn, they don't understand, they don't have confidence in their parents' relationship. And kids need to have a good relationship with their parents, and it starts with the parents first having a good relationship. So evaluate your relationship. Now, if you're saying, I think we need to have kids because maybe that'll get us to love each other more.
No.
Wrong reason to have a child.
Wrong reason. Kids are kind of like marriage. We talk about this on getting married. You don't get married and hope
then
all your
be
problems
happy.
Are going to go away. Mm-hmm. Marriage actually brings more problems, but the reason it's worth it is because you love each other, you're committed, and when you get through that work to get through those problems, you come even closer.
So
kids are similar, right?
It's an amazing experience, but you have to, first of all, become more selfless. You got to make sure your marriage is sufficient. It's very difficult raising a family as a single mom or dad.
Yeah, and I'd say...
And it's very difficult on your children to have a parent, mom and dad, who are fighting all the time. Again, it's not a healthy environment. Now, not a reason to new or not have children. You've got to fix your issues so you can have healthy children. So I'm trying to say.
Well, I think that's important. And we talk about all the time on the show about content communicating, right? Get in there and talk with your spouse and say, hey... Here's some of the things we need to think about. How are we going to deal with the household duties?
Yep.
How are we going to split the workload? How are we going to, you know, what's your...
Am I going to stay home and be a mom?
Yeah.
Are we going to have kids in daycare? These are critical decisions. You want to have a good idea, Charlene, before you jump in this boat, because they will become very difficult rubs if you don't both understand what you're going to do going forward.
If I have this assumption that my wife's going to stay home and raise the kids... And she has the assumption that I'm going to have the kid have maternity leave and then
back to work,
send the child to daycare. Yeah. Well, that's going to be a big conflict. Then if you talk about it up front and get in alignment with each other, then you know going in what your plan is and you can plan for the best circumstance.
I'm going to ask that everybody take this. I want you to take this seriously from me, but I want you to, I'm not going to dictate this upon your life, but I want you just to hear my experience.
Okay.
If you're going to have children, be a parent.
Be a parent.
I understand that sometimes we need to work. Do everything in your power for one of you to be a parent. And moms are much better at it than dads, at nurturing children, particularly when they're little. Now, I grew up in an environment, my dad had a massive coronary when I was 9 years old. My mom went to work, worked three jobs. My dad was at home. And so dad kind of became mom. So I'm not going to try to dictate your roles. I get that a family is a family and you got to make your roles work. However, when I look, and this is just the evidence, when you look across the table at families that made the commitment to have somebody stay home and be the parent at home, be the raising those kids, especially in those early years, and even in the high school years, how many times did my kids come sit at the edge of my bed and want to chat?
Yeah.
Right? They needed that environment. And so please consider deeply about whether you need the boat or whether you want to raise children. If you're working to have the boat, please give up the boat and have the children. My wife and I, early on, as we looked around our world, our family, cousins and others, and watched what worked and didn't work, there was one thing in common. They had the commitment of one of them being a stay-home parent. And so do everything in your power to make that commitment. So my wife and I said, look, if we're going to start this, where are you? And she said, I want to be home. I want to be a mom. I want to be a full-time mom. I want to raise children. And I was so grateful for that commitment on her part. But I get, for not everybody can make this work. Yeah. And I'm not condemning anybody that feels differently. I'm just telling you, experience is very clear on this one. If something special happens when someone's committed to being at home with those kids, then to let someone else raise them. Be careful of your motive of why you're doing that. If it means you live in less of a home, live in less of a home. It'll be worth it in the end. You have less of a car, have less of a car. Cut your expenses back. Do everything you can to try to make sure one's at home. And I would just tell you that when you get done with this, as a parent, I've been, now I've got kids that are all raised. I can only tell you how it worked out for us. It was a huge, huge decision we made that worked out very, very well. And I've got neighbors that didn't choose that same path. And I'm not going to condemn them for that. I'm just going to say there was one thing in common. One was home helping with the children. The other one was gone at their career. And I think if you ask them, and I know because I've asked my neighbors just the other day, it's the hugest regret they have in their life is that during those formidable years, no one was home.
I think that's it's great advice. And again, no condemnation here.
Everybody's got to make that choice.
You got to make the choice. But I think the key there is we're not talking about meeting Maslow's hierarchy of needs type of level. We're talking about, hey,
conveniences,
I want nicer
clothes, I want a bigger house. Not worth it. It will not be worth it. I promise.
Really get and try and understand what's important to you, because when you talk lasting happiness, my mom chose to stay home with us, and she used to always tell me, she said, the very best half hour of the day where I could connect with my kids was that half hour that they got home from school.
Yeah.
And they were a wide open book. We would tell her all the stuff. She could see whether we had a good day, a bad day, all this stuff. And she was able to be there and help us with all that. And then off we went, right? But she used to always tell me, if I would have worked, I would have never seen that. And by the time I would have got home,
I wouldn't have known any of that. There were a lot of divorced individuals. You got to do what you can to survive. Bless your hearts. It's a difficult place to be.
Oh, our hearts go out to you.
We're not there in that environment. But for Charlene here, that you're looking at having a child, make sure that marriage is sound. Make sure you got everything else in place, because it's very difficult to want to be a mom and work three jobs.
Have the discussion and make sure you're on the same page.
That's it. All right. This topic we go on, it's so deep. So please don't read into anything specifically. Look at the spirit of what we're trying to say here in the broader picture. It's what will lead to ultimate happiness. And just be careful with it. All right, got to take a quick break. We come back. Last segment, we're going to talk about aging. If you're over 50, just turn 50, just turn 60, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Life does a really funky change on you.
I don't like getting old. I can't run anymore.
Yeah, a few other things. We'll be back in just a minute. So let's chat with Will and Tony on News Talk 107.9.